Trudy Adams is a shining light when it comes to raising money for breast cancer research. She's the woman responsible for Pinktober, 4 weeks of the year when the city's landmarks are lit up in pink lights. Trudy's a nominee in the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. She started lighting up landmarks to raise awareness for the National Breast Cancer Foundation when she was living in Hobart in Tasmania. I spoke with Trudy about her passion for sharing and raising awareness here in Brisbane and why she does what she does.
Well, when I moved up here and started the Pinktober campaign and started doing the light up, so people probably would have seen, I'm sitting in the ABC studios at South Bank, and right in front of me is the wheel, the Brisbane wheel, and yes, obviously that's been lit up pink. Victoria Bridge has been lit up pink. Kurilpa Bridge.
Yep.
The Story Bridge has been lit up pink, the QPAC buildings, the Brisbane Convention and
Exhibition
Centre has been lit up pink, the Leo Henschel Gateway Bridges have been lit up pink.
Yes.
The Redcliffe sculptures over across the way, across the water, have been lit up pink.
Does it give you a sense of satisfaction when you see them lit up pink?
Well, I just hope that, you know, people know, like obviously then the next trick is to get awareness about why they lit up pink and start those conversations. So
yeah.
Obviously last year, because we weren't allowed to have any events, obviously the Brisbane City Council contacted me and we lit up the town hall, which was a beautiful segue into Pinktober last year.
Yes.
At the same time, simultaneously, our High Government House in Hobart lit up pink. So it's just about getting that word out. But this year they're actually running a national campaign which is about lighting up landmarks and leaving some of the lights off to signify the women that
have died from breast cancer.
And men that have died from breast cancer. So the National Breast Cancer Foundation this year are actually running a campaign, obviously, to raise awareness. It's a very tricky market to be trying to fundraise at this point in October, but obviously
they've why got, is it? Why is it tricky at the moment in October? That's the whole point of October at this time. Pinktober is to be in October.
I think that, you know, being aware of what's happening around the country and people in lockdown and losing jobs and you can't run an event. So I think that, you know, this year they're obviously recognising that it's tricky for people to come together,
right,
and host those the normal events that they would. Some states might be able to do it if they're not in lockdown, but it's you know, there's obviously there's an awareness there that people's lives have been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
It's also impacted negatively for people that have had a cancer diagnosis because, for a start, I think recently I saw a story, you may have picked up on it, people haven't been able to go and have their breast screens. So there's people that are now, once COVID restrictions and lockdowns ease, people are, you know, finding out that they've had a diagnosis and they were unaware because they were unable to get to their appointments.
Yeah.
It's trickier for people to get their treatment. There's hospitals are being pushed to the limit in a lot of other areas.
Yeah. The resources are stretched.
So it's even more important, I think, now at this point, just to remind people to be aware that, you know, as well as COVID, there are other things that are impacting.
Trudy Adams is my guest. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Trudy, you're a nominee in the ABC Community Spirit Awards. Why do you volunteer? As I understand it, your committee has no operating budget and all of your labour is essentially volunteer labour. Why do you do it?
Yeah,
what's your motivation?
So I suppose when I left my volunteer committee behind in Hobart, which was mainly friends and family that I'd co-opted onto the journey and moved up here, I met other people up here, obviously, who are part of that network, and I've run a number of events up here, but obviously my biggest campaign now up until this year with the national push for the new Breast Cancer Awareness Month campaign, my push has probably been just to make people aware in relation to, you know, in relation to the importance of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think...
You work full-time as well, as I understand it. Is that right?
I do work full-time, yes.
Are you exhausted yet?
Well, I have been known to be exhausted. Certainly in October when I lived in Tasmania, I'd have to take some time off to complete some of the volunteer tasks that I had, because I'd often have, you know, three or four events back-to-back during October, which in Tasmania presents its challenges, not beautiful weather like here in Queensland.
Right.
But, yeah, I suppose what what drives me is that having lost people and seeing how helpless the medical system was to provide them with any answers or any sense of treatment, obviously in that 17 years that I've been volunteering, things have changed and the prognosis is better. People have better outcomes, there's better treatment, which is down to the research, which I'm proud of.
So you've achieved something already.
Yeah, the whole
movement has achieved something already.
Yeah, I believe so. And for me, like, it doesn't seem like a lot to say that you've fundraised for an organisation for 17 years and you've contributed to that. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, but it's grassroots events, so everything from sausage sizzles to, you know, art gallery openings and not necessarily huge dollar targets, but more around that coming together, creating a safe space for people who've been impacted to come and share their stories, which is what I've found has happened. And also I think I wanted to make a difference. And I knew that I wasn't a scientist. I knew that I couldn't cure cancer, but I thought, well, I can spread the word and I can raise money to assist the cause. And I think it's, you know, if I can just inspire one person to go out and fundraise or raise awareness for a cause that's dear to them, then that's fantastic, because our community needs people to be active and to be prepared to give their time and their resources.
Judy Adams, what plans are there to expand Pinktober? Do you have any?
Well, as I said, this year the National Breast Cancer Foundation have obviously, they're running their Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so that they'll evaluate the success of that. I suppose that the next step is if that campaign nationally is met with a positive outcome and it helps to raise the awareness, then I suppose it would be fabulous to see other areas around Australia take this on board and potentially in a low-cost way so that it generates those conversations, triggers people to think, I might run an event, I want to be involved somehow. And it's all about, you know, making a difference for those people who've had a diagnosis.
What went through your mind when you found out you'd been nominated for a Community Spirit Award?
Well, when I look at all the fabulous things, you read the stories of all the fabulous things that people do in the community, it's really hard to measure how the little that you do matters, but it matters to the people who I touch. So I think that it's lovely that people have recognised my contribution to the community here in Brisbane, having had a long association in Tasmania with the cause. I think it's lovely that I've come to a new place where I didn't know anyone and I've forged those links and made that connection with the community here.
Well, I'm really grateful you told the story. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Judy Adams has been nominated for an ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Award. If you want to vote in the People's Choice category, head to abc.net.au/communityspirit.